Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Bo Wolf, and welcome to your Eagles update here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And with the NFL Scouting Combine on the immediate horizon, here we talk to NFL Network's Mike Mayock, who helped preview this year's draft class and also talked about the state of the Eagles, especially on defense, where after two straight down years, the Eagles are all of a sudden looking very positive.
My first comment about that Eagles defense is that I thought their defensive coordinator and their defensive staff did a phenomenal job last year because they had a group of guys that they just kind of signed off the streets as free agents. And that defense went from a very much a below-average defense to a playoff defense by the end of the season without a lot of talent. Well, I think Billy Davis and his guys did a great job. Now what? Well, you know, Benny Logan was a good pick last year. I think they're solid in that front three area. They've got to get another edge guy. Trent Cole had a heck of a year. He's a tough guy. He's getting a little bit older. Connor Barwin is solid, but, you know, they need an edge guy at some point in this draft, in my opinion. And then on the back end, you know, I think that's really the biggest need of this defense is they need people everywhere. I love Boykins, but I think he's best inside. They need a safety or two. They need a corner or two.
Now, over the last two seasons, the Eagles have imported quite an impressive draft class. And beyond the first round, they've also gotten guys like Nick Foles, Brandon Boykin, Michael Kendricks, even Zach Ertz and Benny Logan last season. And that has shown the change in the Eagles' front office, moving from looking at need to taking the best available player.
If you're picking 46 and the 21st best player on the board is still sitting there, yet you've got a player at a position of need that's ranked 47. I think you're crazy if you don't get the guy that's ranked 21. You're just diluting your overall team talent. I think it's a little bit of common sense. If it's two players rated in the same area, sure, you pick the position of need. But if there's two players, one who's ranked 20 or 30 slots above another, you're crazy to take the lower-ranked player.
Now, you heard Mike Mayock say earlier that the Eagles may be interested in a pass rusher this offseason, especially a young one in the draft. And of the guys at the top of the board, you're talking about Jadeveon Clowney from South Carolina, Khalil Mack from Buffalo, and Anthony Barr from UCLA. But they may not be available for the Eagles at number 22. The guy who might be, according to Mayock, is someone who stood out at the Senior Bowl.
The one guy that's kind of interesting, and it might be a little bit high, but Steve Ford from Auburn is kind of that edge rush guy. He doesn't have as much length as you might like, and he might be more comparable to Bruce Irvin. If you remember, Seattle took, I think, the number 15 2 years ago, but he's a guy with some real edge burst, and he's a guy that would fit what the Eagles do.
Here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com, we will have extensive coverage of the NFL Scouting Combine, including Howie Roseman's live press conference right here on the site at 2:30 on Thursday afternoon. Stay tuned for more, and thanks for watching your Eagles Update.